whoever you're speaking to understands it, you're right.
Right. Well, that's the communication, the value of language. What is language?
That's the only purpose of language.
Right.
To make yourself understood.
Yeah. I think that perhaps what we learned in school was how to write, which is different. That's a different thing.
Right.
And so this study is just different. It's not dealing with that type of grammar. It's dealing with the real grammar, the actual. And what is it we actually do? We better describe it before we go talking about it. And one way to describe it is to make dictionaries and to make selections of it in use, taped, and things like that. And I think that's one of the real values of a study, like, you know, not to get off on a lecture. Okay. All right, how about that? What's the disease of the joints called?
Arthritis.
All right, what's some of the older terms for it? Someone else might have
rheumatism.
Okay. And what about now, a very severe sore throat with blisters on the inside of the throat that kids used to get years ago before they had shots for it, and sometimes they
diphtheria?
Right. And the disease that makes your skin...
I don't think anybody ever gets it anymore.
No. I think of any musician. Yeah. How about, isn't that strange? Disease is completely...
I can remember because my sister had it.
Is that right? It's like polio. Yeah. How about the disease that makes your skin turn yellow?
Jaundice.
Okay. How about when you get stomach cramps and you have to go to the doctor and they take surgery to
appendicitis.
Anything else you ever heard of called?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, if you eat something that doesn't agree with you and you get real sick and it won't stay down, what do you have to
throw up?
All right, any other words for that?
Vomit.
Okay. How about the crude term for that? Or jocular. If someone's out in a field.
Upchuck.
All right, you know, let's say you drank too much and they say, oh, John's back here.
Upchuck.
All right, how about the crude term for it? Is there a real crude term that you're familiar with?
Nothing I can think of.
Okay. You ever heard it called skin a goat?
No.
Spew or anything. How about if a person vomited, you might say he was sick. How was he sick? You would say he
was sick in his stomach.
Okay. And
I think the old common term was sick to his stomach.
Someone might say she'd hardly got the news when she came right over, in reference to coming over to inform me.
Right over here.
Okay, and she came right over here to do what?
Tell me.
Okay. Right. Did you ever hear anybody say I came right over for to tell?
For to tell?
Did you ever hear anybody ever say anything like that? Went to Louisiana for it. Shoot up for to see.
I have heard the expression for to use. Now, whether I've heard it in conjunction with for to tell, I don't know. But for to, yes, I guess has been a fairly common expression.
There's one of the things we were just talking about right here.
In other words, if somebody said that, I'd know what they meant.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. When this is over, I'll try to remember that I mentioned this something to you. All right, if you invite somebody to come over and see you, say, in the evening, and you want to tell them that you'll be disappointed if he doesn't come, you might say, now, if you don't come, I blank be disappointed.
I'm going to be.
All right, in terms of the future, you got those two that you use, the modal auxiliaries, I mean, if you know.
I will be, or I'm going to be.
Okay. If you're both going to be glad to see the person when they come, you say, we will, we blank be glad to see you.
We will be glad.
All right. Would you say be glad or any other word there? So I'll be...